From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. An attack by an unmanned U.S. aircraft in Somalia has killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group, a U.S. official said Friday. The victim of the U.S. drone attack, Hassan Ali Dohore, was believed to have led a team of Al-Shabaab assassins. He was named by the Somali government last year on a most wanted list of 12 Al-Shabaab members involved in terror attacks in Mogadishu. After capturing Palmyra from Islamic State militants last Sunday, officials in Syria say the army has found a mass grave at the former tourist site. Authorities say the grave contained at least 40 bodies, including women and three children. Some of the bodies had been beheaded. Gunmen have kidnapped 15 anti-landmine workers in western Afghanistan, and a military operation is underway to rescue them, officials said Saturday. The incident happened Friday evening in the Khorasan district of Herat province, which borders Iran. All the hostages were Afghan nationals employed by the non-governmental Halo Trust mine clearing organization, said provincial government and police officials. They blamed Taliban insurgents for the kidnappings. Heavy fighting broke out late Friday between regional rivals Armenia and Azerbaijan in the tense separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh during a clash serious enough to warrant the attention of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Nagorno-Karabakh region is part of Azerbaijan but has been under control of Armenian forces since 1994 when the two sides ended their war over the territory. President Putin on Saturday urged both sides to show restraint. This is VOA News. Vietnam's National Assembly has elected a top police official as its next president as the country moves through a political transition that will see a new prime minister elected in the coming days. Vietnamese lawmakers named Tran Dai Quang as the presidency a largely ceremonial role. The position makes him the second highest official in the country as the head of state and top military commander. Challenges facing Huang include a territorial dispute with China in the South China Sea. More arrests were made Saturday in connection with the deadly bridge collapse in Kolkata, India. Police say three more employees of IVRCL, the construction company that was building the bridge, were taken into custody late Friday. Authorities say the death toll has risen to at least 25 people. More than 80 people were injured when the structure fell Thursday. At this week's nuclear security summit in Washington, President Obama called on the international community to work urgently to keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of terrorists. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports.
President Obama says the summit resulted in important commitments by more than 50 nations to improve nuclear security. But with terror groups like Islamic State bent on obtaining nuclear materials, their work is far from done.
No terrorist group has yet succeeded in getting their hands on a nuclear device. Our work here will help ensure that we're doing everything possible to prevent that.
27 nations and Interpol agreed to take action to prevent so-called insider threats, or threats by personnel with access to nuclear and radiological materials. North Korea's nuclear and long-range missile tests were a key focus of the talks. Obama and the leaders of Japan and South Korea called for strict enforcement of tough new UN sanctions. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Also at the nuclear security summit, President Obama said Tehran has to do more to prove that Iran is not a volatile business investment.
It is not necessary that we take the approach of them going through dollar-denominated transactions. It is possible for them to work through European financial institutions as well. But there is going to need to be continued clarification provided to businesses in order to for deal flows to begin. Now, what I would say is also important is Iran's own behavior in generating confidence that Iran's a safe place to do business.
Mr. Obama said Iran so far needs to prove it's safe and no longer call for launching ballistic missiles. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.